As a matter of fact, childcare leave was one of the most asked questions from our viewers. And we've got a parent of a three-month-old saying that there seem to be many benefits for babies born in 2025. For other young parents, would the government consider more childcare leave days? And another one from KL Chan 12 asking, can we have more childcare leave rather than monetary help? Minister?
Yeah, so time is what people want.
Yes. I mean, time is a currency as well. And we're tackling that in different stages. So because it wasn't specifically mentioned in budget, I think people may have forgotten what happened at NDR last year, where PM announced that we're going to be having 10 weeks of government-paid shared parental leave for newborns. So, you know, Josh, Steph, if you're having your fourth kid, don't forget you will get 10 weeks of shared parental leave. Well, 6 weeks if born in this year, 10 weeks if born next year. So you could time it just right because you still got the twins to look after, right? That's going to be really, really helpful to parents with newborns. And that was based on the feedback that we got talking to young couples because they felt at the early stage, the first 18 months is when they really need time with the kids. So the shared parental leave was intended to deal with that. Then we had the additional 2 weeks of paternity leave, government-paid paternity leave, which was made mandatory. That comes into effect this year as well. So all in all, when you add everything up with the government-paid maternity leave, etc., it's about 30 weeks, right?
Yeah.
This is for newborns. So I think the ones who are having questions right now are those who have children who are beyond the initial newborn stage, and especially when they're a year old, 2 years, etc. So we can look at that. Wouldn't rule it out, but right now, the employers are kind of like gasping for breath because of the pace of the change. We've come up with the first. It was voluntary 2 weeks paternity leave. Then we said this voluntary paternity leave is going to become mandatory. And then we went out with the shared parental leave. So they're like, hang on.
Who's going to do my work?
They're like, just give us time to adjust. So in fact, we wanted to do 10 weeks of shared parental leave straight off the bat. And they said, please, can we have it in two tranches?
Right.
So we did that. So we can look at childcare leave going ahead. But we also have to balance that with the employer's needs.
Yeah, so
which is why flexible work arrangements is another tool in the box to work with.
We have also like other viewers like Madam Tan, who's going to compound the question for employers by asking, why can't we extend the extra paid shared leave to those whose child is born in 2025 rather than starting only in April?
Well, again, because of the time or the lead time needed for the employers on the one hand, and also because you need some time for the government IT systems to be able to configure this. The reason is that the way the shared parental leave is designed is that, so this year is 6 weeks, right? By default, it's 3 weeks to mum, 3 weeks to dad.
Right.
But the parents can choose to make it, you know, 2 weeks for mum and 4 weeks for dad in any configuration. They also don't have to take it in a block. They can spread it out, which means that they have to work this out with the employer because you need to have mutual agreement and consensus. I mean, if there's no consensus, then it automatically goes in a block. But think of the IT system that has to take into account all these configurations to do the payment and the reimbursement. It takes a little bit of time, and that was, you know, it needed a few months. So we have to make sure that everything's in place.